When Pelican resident Patricia Phillips tuned into the radio Thursday morning to catch up on the morning news, something caught her ear.
It said that there were zero votes for Mary Petola in Pelican, Elfin Cove. And I went, that's strange.
She says the news report she heard couldn't be right.
I know for sure there were two votes for Mary Petola. I came into the city office on election day and I voted.
Phillips says she and her husband voted for Democratic Congresswoman Mary Petola. Phillips has lived in Pelican for 50 years and went for Petola in the last two elections. And she wasn't sure why early reports showed that Democratic candidate Eric Hafner had more than half of the vote in her precinct. She didn't even know who he was.
You know, I saw the results and I was wondering that maybe there was some sort of a clerical error that they put him down for that person instead of for Mary.
On Wednesday and Thursday, the Division of Elections data showed that 40 ballots had been counted for the 156 registered voters in the area. The results showed that the area had swayed heavily in favor of Hafner for the U.S. House, and that no one had voted for Petola. But that wasn't the full picture. By Thursday afternoon, the vote tally had changed. Election Director Carol Beecher said the results her division initially reported were not correct, and the error happened at the Juneau Director's office during input. The count was corrected Thursday to reflect the actual vote tally. The incorrect data that the state and news outlets reported on Wednesday was astonishing for a few reasons. At the time, Petola had more than 50% of the vote for the precincts surrounding Pelican and Elfin Cove. That includes Sitka, Tunnakee Springs, and Hoonah. Hafner, on the other hand, gained less than 3% of those votes. Across the state, he only had about 1% of the votes. Hafner is one of three candidates running to unseat Petola. He also happens to be serving a decades-long sentence in prison in New York for threatening public officials. When KRBD's Jack Darrell interviewed him this August, Hafner said he's never been here.
I think I have a very good reason right now that I simply can't come to Alaska.
A Thursday afternoon update on the Division of Elections website showed that no one had voted for him after all. The Division of Elections changed his 24 votes to zero on the state's interactive voter website and reported that Petola led the race instead. Pelican and Elfin Cove are home to roughly 120 year-round residents combined, according to census data. The pair of communities share a single precinct for general elections, and it's at Pelican City Hall. Their results are still coming in by mail, according to officials. And in Alaska, vote counts are slow. By Friday morning, four Alaska precincts still hadn't reported their results. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.